Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City!
Hey, Chiefs Kingdom, we have you covered. Joining Sports Daily Live, executive producer of the Chiefs Radio Network, Dan Israel.
And welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH, and we are happy to be joined by Dan Israel here. Dan, it has been an eventful start to this season. Bottom line, Chiefs are 2-0. By two toenails, they're 2-0. And they no Hollywood Brown, no Isaiah Pacheco. It's only week three. This is insane.
No, and I feel bad because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You know, Pacheco's ability to get through an entire season the way he runs was difficult. I did not expect that it would happen in the month of September, but and it's a shame. This is a significant enough injury. Pacheco is a really good kid. He's a hard worker. You know, I mean, he was crying in the locker room. It's upsetting. But the nice thing about bones is they tend to heal at a predictable rate. So I think, you know, the Chiefs can count on getting him back at a 6 or 8 week mark. The downside to that is they're not going to let him on the field with a leg injury as a running back until he's fully healed.
What do you think they do in the interim, Dan? I know Andy Reid talked yesterday about how, you know, they're going to roll at least in the short term with the guys that they have, but also that, you know, Brett Veach is probably making phone calls, and Adam Schefter reported that Kareem Hunt will be making a visit to Kansas City today. Do you think that, you know, regardless of whether we're talking 6 or 8 weeks or whatever that timeline looks like, that the Chiefs will bring somebody else in to be in that running back room?
Yeah, I kind of do, Tommy, specifically because of the situation with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know, I mean, if you can't have three guys, you need two just to run the game, and that gives you no depth whatsoever. So I think it's fortuitous that they signed Perine. Samaje Perine is going to be, I hope, a valuable part of Pacheco's recovery in that. He and Carson Steele, and you know, I think it's amazing that Carson Steele came out of the woodwork to make this team, and really has a running style very similar to Isaiah Pacheco. And so, I think it's great. I think what they have is capable of taking over, but I do feel like there's a depth issue there that they need to secure.
Yeah, I think it's enough too. It's what if Steele goes down that I worry
about
now.
Exactly. Yeah,
and so. Do you get the sense that they're that confident in Carson? I know he fumbled. It was a really good defensive play as much as it was a mistake, I think. But are they confident enough? I would guess, and you know more about this than I would, that they are, or they wouldn't have kept him on the roster and let everybody else go. That when they did that, that told me they were confident in his ability to step in if they need exactly this situation.
Yeah, I think, you know, they see him fumble and they realize that's a rookie mistake. You know, he's got to learn that when he gets turned sideways like that, how to secure the ball, you know, 3 points of contact and you carry it high and tight and all that stuff that running backs go through. I think the biggest issue with Carson Steele is going to be the running back's role in pass blocking and in the passing game, because a lot of these plays have that option, right, where we can pass to the back out in the flat. I just don't think they've probably seen enough out of him yet to say that they feel comfortable and confident. But, you know, we've seen on-the-job training before with this kind of situation. In fact, Pacheco was kind of that way, you know, but he came out of the gate so strong. And I think Steele's going to be fine back there. I think it helps to have Samaje Perine. You know, you've got a veteran presence there, and you've got somebody you can ask questions without him go to your coach and give away the ghost that you know, or give away the, you know, the bag that you don't know maybe quite what's going on. So I think over the next couple of weeks you'll see some growth and some mistakes, but I think it'll come together very quickly.
Well, we know that Hollywood Brown, you know, more than likely is going to miss probably the remainder of the regular season, kind of up in the air about what that timeline will look like, at least getting into potentially the playoffs and beyond. There were a few moments, Dan, in the game on Sunday that as I'm watching, I'm thinking, man, like Hollywood Brown would be a game changer, you know, it, depending on, you know, which play we're talking about. But there was like that one in particular, the Cam Taylor-Britt interception against Xavier Worthy, where Worthy is really fast, but he wasn't able to get any kind of separation from Taylor-Britt. That was an incredible interception. But In that moment, I thought, I don't know, maybe Hollywood Brown could have gotten some separation. How do you feel like the Chiefs' passing game is evolving and changing, especially knowing that they're not going to have Hollywood Brown for the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can lose a guy with the quality of player and the years of experience that Brown has and not feel it. Now, is the room devoid of talent? No, because you've still got Juju Smith-Schuster in there. We saw a huge play to Rice Sunday. That was a phenomenal, you know, throw and catch. And so you got Xavier, you still got Sky Moore. I mean, you know, let's see what Sky is capable of doing. We saw him out there in a couple of situations with the special teams. But I feel like it would be hard, Tommy, to not miss a guy like that. Unfortunate was the news that it's going to be all season. I mean, I can only suspect, certainly not a doctor, don't play one on TV, but I can only suspect that this injury just wasn't healing, you know, and that they had to, you know, kind of kick to an alternative of surgery. And it's a significant enough surgery that it's going to hold him out months. You do have we do stand the chance of getting him back at a very good time in the postseason. But man, it would have been nice to have him all season. He just looks so good at camp. I know Josh Klingler, my sideline guy, says, you know, we never had him. Just forget it. Just pretend like we never had him. It's like, I was at camp. I saw him catch those balls.
Yeah.
So it's a tough thing to say. Yeah, I would have loved to have seen that all season.
And then it sort of piles up, too, because we haven't seen Travis Kelce fully as a full weapon yet. And the problem I would see is Kingsley Sumataya just got dominated in that game. And if they're going to need to help at left tackle, whether it's Wanye or Sumataya, that probably limits how much Travis Kelce can get out there right now and be a pass catcher too. I don't know what the game plan against the Falcons will be, but they've run it more than they've thrown it. And even without Isaiah Pacheco, I'm not sure how much that changes until they can get Mahomes protected properly.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys. What do you guys think about? I to some degree, I think part of the game plan in the last 2 weeks has been to tell these teams, hey, this isn't all about Travis Kelce anymore. And so I think that once they loosen up and they stop double and triple teaming Travis Kelce, we'll see him kind of reemerge. Cause that's what he saw all year last year, was sometimes three guys on him, and he still managed to be productive, which was amazing. But I feel like this is a concerted effort by the play calling to kind of remind teams that things are different this year and they're going to be different this year. And I, you know, it's the rope-a-dope, right? as soon as they forget about Travis Kelce being a primary target, he's going to light it up and go for 115 a game, you know.
Going back to Kingsley Sumataya, Danny looked like a rookie on Sunday. And you know, 48 hours after the fact, my opinion on it, I think, has changed a little bit. I was angry kind of in the short term because I felt like it was pretty obvious that, you know, he was getting dominated, and I wanted to see some help. I wanted to, you know, even maybe see him be pulled earlier than what he was. after thinking about it for a while, I don't know. I think there might be a part of me that kind of thinks now, you know, he's a rookie. He took his lumps and they kind of threw him into the fire. And that sort of performance, that sort of situation may end up paying dividends in the long term. Do you feel the same way about what you saw out of him? Or is it something where, you know, he was just clearly overmatched and shouldn't have been in that position at all?
Well, I think all of those are a factor because in the first 2 weeks, you've played some substantial defense. You know, you played against the Ravens defense can be just absolutely smothering. And you're talking about the Bengals, who, while they didn't play well in week one, they certainly played better against us, and their defense was getting things done. I do think Kingsley's making rookie mistakes. I somewhat was surprised that coach did sit him down. I think they felt he was overwhelmed enough that it was like, all right, let's get him out of the game so he can process this information, not in real time, and he can watch. And but the options there, you know, I mean, it was great to see Wanya Morris catch a pass, but you know, you're talking about guys that. The left tackle is just not an easy spot, and it's not an easy spot to fill from a backup standpoint either. So he has to come up to speed quicker. I think the coaches expect that of him. I will say he's a smart kid, and I think the expectation there is worthy. I mean, you know, we had kind of peaked with Wanya, and it just wasn't quite where the team wanted him. But I don't think Kingsley's hit that yet. But he is struggling to learn, and unfortunately, in this league, there's just no relief from that, right? I mean, every week you've got to be on your game, and he's got to be a little faster. He's got to process information better, and he's just there are just times when you have to out physical that guy across from you, no matter who it is. And you know, he's going to play the Max Crosbys, right? You know, these are guys he's going to have to figure out a way to do battle against, but. I do think it's awful young in his career to indict him yet, but I thought it was substantial that coach sat him down last week.
I'd like to see Wanya at least start, but yeah, I think it will be a combination of those guys. Dan Israel, Chiefs Radio Network executive producer, joining us for a weekly visit. We appreciate Dan's time. Dan, let's go to the other side of the ball. I would like to think it's solvable, but tight end defense is a big, big problem at the moment. Cincinnati, who Joe Burrow does not throw to tight ends. And Cincinnati acted like that is the basis of their offense. That game plan was effective for them, and they're going to play some really good tight ends over the course of a season. But I don't even know that it matters that they play a good tight end because Cincinnati doesn't really have a good tight end anyway. Mm-hmm. How solvable is that? It feels like that would be something that you could solve throughout the course of a season, but maybe not. I don't know.
Well, I do think they'll solve it. I think it's a matter of striking the balance. You know, I think they're trying to protect that secondary in their concerns.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Of the absence of Snead, and so what gets kind of what gets, I guess, overlooked is that intermediate route, which almost all tight end routes start out as intermediate routes, right? Now, how they get 40 yards downfield without coverage, that's not right, and that can't happen. They've got to figure out a way to not let that happen. But I think that is a growth issue with the Chiefs defense right now, in a way that they'll figure this out in the month of September. That's the beauty of Spagnuolo, is he's such an active coach, and you know, things are going to get easier here a little bit for them, and so maybe they can grow. I thought Nick Bolton had a much better game. I still think the absence of Willie Gay here is significant. It's not just the loss of Snead, but Bolton had a much better game this week, I thought, and so we'll see if those guys can kind of continue to gel. The fact that they didn't get to play together a lot at camp and in preseason, I think, was a factor. And we've seen that on the opponent's side too, where, you know, the offensive line for the Ravens just was completely out of sorts, penalty after penalty, and it was due to the lack of play. So I'm hoping, Jacob, that, you know, just playing together is going to improve that. But I do think Spagnuolo will be active in trying to figure out a way to shut that down, because you can't leave an opening like that. Teams will take advantage.
I'm glad that you mentioned Nick Bolton, because I agree with you. I think he had a much better game on Sunday. It looked like he had his motor back to an extent. And then really, I thought Trent McDuffie played a phenomenal game as well. It's really, we know the background with Ja'Marr Chase, and we know that Chase likes to talk. We know, you know, all the different things surrounding him when he plays Kansas City. I thought McDuffie did really a phenomenal job just sort of locking in and you know, kind of taking Chase away to an extent. To me, after watching kind of what happened in the secondary against the Ravens, it was encouraging to see not only Trent McDuffie step up, but then also I thought Shamari Connor had a phenomenal game as well. So at least, you know, as we're trying to, I know there's been a lot of like not ideal things happen in the last 48 hours for the Chiefs, but looking silver lining, looking positively, I'm encouraged by, you know, what I saw from the secondary overall.
Yeah, Ja'Marr, I thought, had a great game and really played well, had the scoop and score. I think anytime you get a receiver the stature of Ja'Marr, the one thing that when he melted down, I mean, that comes from frustration. And so the defense must have been getting under his skin enough that he had a complete meltdown. He's been in the league long enough to know you don't mess with referees. You know, he's just never going to win that. Whether it's words or whether it's hands, you're never going to win that. So I thought that was interesting to see the level of frustration he was at. And you got to give a little bit of that to the defense, you know, for keeping him in check the entire game. Now, I'm sure his situation with Cincinnati is in play there too. That's got to be frustrating. But it was I thought a much better performance this week overall from a defense, even from the defensive line. I thought Chris Jones was getting more effective. Like George Karloftis was playing much better. And I just felt like overall there was a better performance in week two than week one. So I'm excited to see the progression there.
One more for you, Dan. We talked about that tight end defense. Kyle Pitts is there. Kirk Cousins seems to be loosening up. Bijan Robinson is there, a talented back. What did you see from the Falcons last night as it pertains to the Chiefs? That on the road feels like it's going to be a pretty tough matchup on both sides of the ball, quite frankly.
Yeah, they played very well last night against an Eagles. I don't think the Eagles are quite the team they were. I think the loss of Jason Kelce was significant. But they're still a very good team, and certainly Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. And to play them at the link, to play them in Philadelphia as strong as they did, was surprising to me, frankly. They may be pulling that team together quicker than I anticipated. You know, I'm not a huge Kirk Cousins fan, but I think he played well enough last night to win, right? And so you take that same game back home, you automatically get a bump for it being your stadium. Now, can the Chiefs go in there and win? They can. They're a better team than the Falcons for sure, but I think it's going to be maybe not quite the cakewalk that we thought it was going to be.
I agree. It'll be, and it's another primetime game now, the second in 2 weeks. We'll see if they do anything at running back of significance. And in the short term, is probably going to be the Carson Steele P. Ryan show. Dan, we appreciate it. That Falcons game has got me pretty fired up. I think that's going to be fun. I'm glad they bounced back last night to not glad for the Chiefs, but they certainly look better than they did in week one.
You know, the one thing, Jacob, I'll give Coach Reed and really the locker room in general, they like playing good teams. They'd rather play strong teams than weak teams because they know iron sharpens iron that way. And so they're probably very excited to go down there and play them a better team than what it was. As a fan, I like to, you know, my heart's a little, I'm 60 years old. Those close games are getting to me, man.
Well, listen. All of these things we've talked about, like their issues for the Chiefs, they're 2-0 and they beat the Ravens and the Bengals.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, that's the margin in this league.
Could be a couple of critical tiebreakers too. So, it's quite the lead. You're talking about the Bengals are 0-2, the Ravens are 0-2, the Titans are 0-2, the Chiefs are 2-0. So, yeah, it feels like the driver's seat early in September. It's despite the bad news. So, it's good things for us as fans.
All right, Dan, we appreciate it. Go Chiefs. Good luck. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Go Chiefs, guys.
There goes Dan. Drill. Tommy, that's the crux of this, isn't it? The 49ers lost a game. The Eagles lost a game. All of these teams right now, you know, the Texans almost lost a game to the Bears, struggled. Is anybody right now, like who – And I would say you got to factor in the injuries to the Chiefs in this discussion too. At this point, like, is there a clear heads and shoulders favorite at the moment as we look across the league? You know, after week one, it was like, okay, it's the Chiefs and it's the 49ers. Well, fast forward about 7 days, and the Chiefs are without Hollywood Brown and Isaiah Pacheco now for significant time. The Niners without Christian McCaffrey and Debo Samuel for a little while. So okay. I mean, the Texans are the team that haven't had any significant injuries, I suppose. But
you know who the best team in the NFL has been through 2 weeks? The Saints have been the best team in the NFL.
The Saints, yeah, and maybe the Vikings. Yeah,
If you're just looking at straight figure. Up differential, point differential, it's the Saints. I mean, they've put up 91 points in 2 weeks, and they've only given up 29. What they've done, and of course, it's extremely early. It's 2 weeks into the season, but from a division standpoint, the NFC South, at least through 2 weeks, looks for real outside of the Panthers, because you saw what the Falcons did last night. The Buccaneers are 2-0. They look really good. And then what's going on with the Saints? I certainly didn't anticipate that.
I can get over like teams losing games when they're not supposed to. That doesn't throw me off very much. It's these injuries that are throwing me off right now. Like I'm trying to like sort just through that across the league. Just wild, wild, wild. You mentioned the Saints. One of those wins was against Panthers and the other is against the Jekyll and Hyde Cowboys. But I've been impressed by them for sure. Panthers, though, are moving away from Bryce Young.
Uh-huh.
Two starts into his second year as a starter. And here we go. I want to talk about that because I told you I've been like fascinated by Caleb Williams. And by the way, here's a fun stat Brandon Zinner had for me yesterday. And I don't know where he got this. JJ McCarthy right now is tied for the lead in rookie quarterbacks with touchdowns thrown.
That tells you about the rookie quarterbacks that are out there
right
now. Yeah.
It's been rough for the Rooks.
It's been bad for Bo Nix. It's been rough for Jaden Daniels. It's been rough for Caleb Williams. I mean, he's taking his lumps right now.
I want to go through that because I want to compare all of them to Bryce Young. And what I don't remember a number one overall pick looking as bad as Bryce Young has looked. And I hate that because I like that guy. But he looks awful. And he's getting benched for Andy Dalton. If Andy Dalton has a pulse, he will find his way to starting games in the NFL. You can count on that. and he's now the starting quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. We'll touch on that. We've got Royals talk. The magic number is at 8. That's coming up top of the hour. We'll have Kings of Coppin Mike Gillespie in to talk about that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Great golfing weather out there. It's a little warm, but hey, you'll take it. You got those nice, cool mornings. They got 36 holes of golf for you to choose from and all the other great amenities, the tennis, all of it. Great clubhouse. Give them a call. Tell them we sent you. Tommy and I are both members. We love it. Families love it. Take a tour. Check it out. We appreciate their support of Sports Daily. We'll come right back. What in the world's going on with these young quarterbacks? That's next. Quarterbacks in general in the NFL, quite frankly. It's next on Sports Daily.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.